This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says the number of new infections of coronavirus appears to be on the decline in China while the disease is spreading more rapidly around the globe. In the past 2 days, the WHO says the number of new cases reported worldwide has exceeded the number of new cases reported in China. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a matter of concern, but he notes the virus can be contained if all nations take the right measures.
No country should assume it won't get cases. That could be a fatal mistake, and quite literally. This virus does not respect borders.
Tedros says the COVID-19 has pandemic potential, but there is still time to prevent country epidemics from developing into a global pandemic. As President Donald Trump urges calm over a potential virus outbreak in the United States, Democrats are wondering whether his administration is up to the task. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
The president yesterday tried to minimize fears of an outbreak.
I don't think it's inevitable.
Even as health officials warned infections are coming. Shortly after, the government announced one in California, apparently unconnected to overseas travel or contact with another patient. New Jersey's Bill Pascrell is among Democrats questioning whether the administration's up to the task.
I don't see a plan to manage the risk.
The president yesterday blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for echoing those doubts.
I think Speaker Pelosi's incompetent.
This morning, she called for a bipartisan response to the virus.
Lives are at stake. This is not a time for name calling.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin says that President Vladimir Putin has no plans to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan next week to discuss the fighting in the northwest of Syria. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Turkey has sent thousands of troops and heavy military hardware to Syria's Idlib region in its unprecedented incursion to back the rebels. Nearly a million Syrian civilians have fled over the last 3 months, the biggest exodus of the war. Despite the rebels claiming a victory, Russian news agencies citing military sources are denying it. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, aided by Russia and also Iranian militias, have gained ground in about 60 settlements in the last 3 days. The Kremlin said on Thursday that Vladimir Putin had no plans to meet his Turkish counterpart President Erdogan next week to discuss the situation, despite statements by Erdogan yesterday saying a meeting would be likely.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Plans for an $18 billion extra runway at London's Heathrow Airport are in disarray after a British judge ruled the plan was not lawful. As Reuters' Francesca Leiner reports, the ruling says it doesn't comply with the country's commitments on climate change.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson was already a long-standing opponent. Now the judge says the government has made no move to appeal the ruling. That means it will have to rework the plans if it wants to go ahead. Though Heathrow itself says it definitely will appeal.
No third runway!
It's all just the latest twist in decades of dithering over the airport, which is already operating at maximum capacity. Supporters say expansion will be vital for trading links after Brexit.
Go ahead! Ho, ho!
But environmentalists argue that airport growth just means more greenhouse gas emissions. That argument likely to get an airing on Friday when activist Greta Thunberg takes part in a youth protest against climate change in the UK.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. An AP Norok Center for Public Affairs poll finds Americans are expressing widespread concerns about this year's election. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently told Congress Russia is still engaged in information warfare heading into the 2020 election, but law enforcement has not seen efforts to target infrastructure like voting machines. Still, U.S. officials say one of Russia's goals is to sow doubt about the integrity of U.S. elections, and the latest poll numbers suggest they may be having some success. Well, a third of those surveyed said they have high confidence the 2020 presidential election will be counted accurately. Another third put their confidence at moderate.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.